Sunday, going full nerd. I'm back home. Yes, 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 I'm live. Sorry, dude, this may seem a little bit crazy. Let me go ahead and kill this out. All right, there we go. Hopefully everything's coming through okay for you, as well as it is coming through for me. Let me take a sip of this. You don't know if it's water or vodka on ice, but that's okay. It would be the same type of show one way or another. So, what are we going to do this week? I know I usually like to talk. I usually like to talk the top nerd news of the week. The top nerd news of the week is really kind of tragic this week. Yesterday, we have gotten the word that Vern Troyer passed away at age 49. And for those of you who don't recognize the name Vern Troyer, let's talk about Mini-Me. Yes, Mini-Me from the Austin Powers series. Yes, that's your boy. He is no longer with us, but that's okay. That's okay. He's in a better place right now. That's the way things happen. That is life. There are beginnings and there are endings. What we can do is enjoy the work that he's put out, and we can peep it out. We can watch Austin Powers. We can watch all the funny stuff that he has done over time. Now, let's get back to what we normally do. What we normally talk about, and that's the top five box office. Yo, your boy didn't go to the movies this weekend. I don't know. I've been feeling kind of like blah. But I've also been trying to, you know, kind of build my strength, build my anticipation, because you know, in less than 5 days, we've got Infinity War. That's right. 10 years of Marvel movies. But we're going to talk about that right after we talk about the top five box office. So we're going to hit that top five box office. What's up to my man Supreme D and on the YouTube live check-in? Appreciate you tuning in. My man's right there. So coming in at number one this week was last week's number two, A Quiet Place. Shh. You know the movie about where if you make a noise, the aliens come and get you? Yep, that's at number one, pulling in $22 million. You could tell now, this is a slow week. Coming in at number two was last week's number one, Dwayne The Rock Johnson with giant monkeys, wolves, and lizards in Rampage, the video game movie, pulling in $21 million. Really, I think people only see these things for The Rock. I mean, you would think after that Doom fiasco from years ago, he would not touch another video game movie. A paycheck's a paycheck, right? Coming in at number three is a newcomer this week, I Feel Pretty. Anyway. Coming in at number four, I thought would have did better, especially with 420 being on Friday. With 420 being on Friday, this past Friday, I'd have thought Super Troopers 2 would have got a little more love than what it did. I'm just saying. I'm just putting it out there. But anyway, that's all good. And then followed at number five with the horror movie Truth or Dare. But we're going to talk about our main subject this week. As you see, I got a page full of notes. A few things I want to talk about. Because you saw the title of this week. You saw the title of this week. The title of this week, you know, obviously is the same. The Talk Show Live. I always talk about the Talk Show Live, but we're going to talk about Infinity War excitement. Yo, hold on. Let's get it right. I'm excited. Infinity War. Let me get my Marvel hat on. Stop blinding y'all with the glare from the bald head. Let me do that. Let me flip up the bill. You don't see them Marvel heroes. You don't see them. You don't see them, but that's okay. Let's talk about this. Infinity War, okay, folks, has been 10 years, 18 movies in the making, and it premieres this week. Whoo! Since Iron Man hit theaters in 2008, we have found ourselves immersed in a live-action version of our favorite comic book heroes. You know what? Scratch that. Okay, scratch that. Marvel Studios hit the jackpot and made us care about third-tier comic book characters. Am I right? Am I right? Definitely, I am right. Okay, you got to remember, with most of Marvel's popular characters farmed out to other studios, Universal, Sony, New Line Cinema, Fox, you know, they just kind of put them all, kicked them all to the curb to try to keep Marvel above board, make that money, right? You know, so legal issues kept them from using their big guns in some big blockbuster movies. Spider-Man, Sony chilling with it. The X-Men, Fox chilling with it. Universal, they kind of worked a little something with the Hulk. They kind of worked a little something with the Hulk. New Line Cinema had Blade, had Ghost Rider, had all that good stuff. So, you know, we wasn't getting the ones that people wanted to see. You know, we got Iron Man. Iron Man. You know, so they had to go ahead and make something from nothing. Bottom line, that's what they did. They made something from nothing. They made deals, had to be super creative, and created the blockbuster franchise they have now. Do you understand me? Do y'all don't understand me? Because you got to remember, Iron Man was not a top-notch comic book character at the time of release. Okay? It was a gamble. Not just gambling on Robert Downey Jr., they gambled on the character itself. Okay, Hulk, he had a poor film attempt. You know that Ang Lee version with Nick Nolte, the gamma radiated dogs, Hulk looking like Shrek. Come on, fight me if you disagree. Fight me if you disagree with what I said. That's what I'm telling you. All right, you know, and you know, they created a more palatable version with Ed Norton, but Ed Norton got fired and they brought in Mark Ruffalo for the other stuff, but that's cool. And Captain America, they went safe. They went safe with the Captain America. They gave us a basic origin story and the connection to present day, right? So that's like the humble beginnings of the Marvel Cinematic Universe right there, okay? Because every show they had on television, every movie they had in theaters, the tie-in comic books, built a world. I'm gonna say it again. Built a world that will come to an epic climax this week. We are here for this week. Y'all hear me? Y'all don't hear me. Okay? And it's gonna conclude next year. Because really, where they go from here, I don't know. I mean, sky's the limit. There's tons of stories, tons of characters. Disney deal, bringing Fox back. You know, they're gonna do what they do to bring this stuff back. They're gonna get that money. They're gonna make that money. They're gonna try that. But what I'm saying is this. This is the climax of what we've been waiting for ever since that first Iron Man movie. Okay, if you are a Marvel fan or not, you got to admire what they have done. Okay, some films better than others. Don't get it wrong, but they all were pushing forward to a common story path. Each holding a little piece here, little piece there, little piece there to the puzzle. And we've been trying to figure out this puzzle ever since those words were spoken at the end of Iron Man 1. You know, when Nick Fury, when Sam Jackson comes out the shadows and says, "Let me talk to you about the Avengers Initiative." I remember sitting in the theater and people screaming at the top of their lungs. Sound like little girls. Oh, the Avengers. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Did you see this? Start shaking people that, do you see this? This is what it's all about, folks. This is what it's all about, folks. So, this is what we're going to do. In anticipation of this movie, okay? In anticipation of this movie, I know there are people who have not watched all of the films, who have not watched maybe even one. There's some people who just, they're getting on the hype now because people are making such a big deal over this. All right? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you the going full nerd must-see Marvel movies before watching Infinity War. Let me tell you, okay? My answers might surprise you on what you need to watch before Infinity War comes out. All right? Now, I'm going to try to keep these in the order in which I want you to watch them, but they're really no specific order, but I'm going to do my best and try to keep them in the proper sequence of how you should watch these. All right? Let's throw this out here. first movie, Captain America, first Avenger. Reason being, this really gives the backstory behind the Tesseract, okay? The Space Stone, all right? That's pretty much it, okay? And it establishes one of the more powerful plot points moving forward. And that is the... Who calling my house, man? This is crazy. Okay, we're going to make this work. Hold on a second. Hello? Yes, please. Okay. See, that's what happens when you live in a fortress. They got a call. Security got a call in the middle of your show. That's let you know. I do this live, uncut. Interruptions with all. Golly, jeez. All right, now. So let's throw this out there. Let's put this out there. All right. So, next movie you should watch is The Avengers. The Avengers, that's right. Really goes without saying. First taste of the villain we are all waiting to see. Yo, yeah, Loki. Everybody, Loki this, Loki that. No, the first taste of Thanos. This was years ago. We hear somebody go, oh, do it myself. Okay, this is the villain we're waiting to see. Okay, and it exposes the big picture. Okay, the invasion of New York. Do you get this? Do you see all the Chitauri soldiers? You see all this? You see all the people manipulating Loki behind the scenes? That right there is a key element to what's happening, to what's gonna happen. All right, now we're gonna go to the third movie I think you should watch, and that's Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 1. And that's because this flesh outs Marvel's outer space connections, all right? And it introduces more cosmic elements to include Thanos' daughters, all right? And gives that substance to the oncoming threat of Thanos, to see how powerful these things are, to see what issues can arise, to show you that this isn't something that they just pull out of a magic hat, like, presto, here we go. That's what's going to make him bad. No, people are afraid of these Infinity Stones. And this is where it's going to, that's where you kind of learn the real truth and strength behind it. All right. Now we're going to go on to the fourth movie I think you should watch before this. And that's Captain America, the Winter Soldier. That's the beginning of the fragmentation of the Avengers. You know, this is it. You know, we've established an Avengers. You've got these heroes. They came together. They saved New York. They're heroes. Everybody's like, hooray, hooray, hooray. But Captain America, the Winter Soldier, is the beginning of that fragmentation. And it's not due to anything that Thanos or Loki or any of the, you know, main plot points going forward are doing. It's all about the Avengers themselves and them being human. Yes, them being human. Think about that. All right. So now, let's move forward. Next movie, Avengers, Age of Ultron. This right here, that movie is the straw that breaks the camel's back. Do you understand me? This is the movie that sets into play all of the issues. You got the Mind Stone. Well, not the Mind Stone. Is that the Mind Stone? Yeah. You got the Mind Stone and Planet and Vision's forehead. You got the destruction of Sokovia. Okay? That brings in more stuff. You see my point? That right there tears them apart. You lose the Hulk. You lose Thor at this point. So now your Avengers team is fractured. Okay? It's fractured. It's busted. Ooh, how are we going to survive? You see that? You're like, man. Then you get to Captain America Civil War. I call this the Avengers light movie, all right? Because basically it was an Avengers movie. But what you see here, what you see with this, okay, with Civil War is you see how things broke down. You see how all this, I can't tell you this. I got to do this. This is how I do this. I got to save my friend. I got to do this, that, the other thing. I'm about to get you for what you did to me and my family. All that. Baron Zemo basically, he's dooming the world. He doomed the world in that. All right? Zemo doomed the world. Let's keep it real. And that's why you got to watch that. All right? Now, let's get on to the last movie I think you need to watch, and that's Black Panther. If you haven't seen Black Panther, you're wrong. But anyway, even with the technology that Stark, S.H.I.E.L.D., Hydra, all these different things that we've seen so far, and, you know, the limited knowledge gained through all the films that came before Black Panther, right? Right? Okay? Now, this is what I'm going to throw out at you, okay? Wakanda has been like this with technology above and beyond. So by them revealing themselves, doing that, then bam, we good. We good. Now, Black Panther, now they got the technology to hold their own, but they still fractured. They still got issues. You still got Iron Man beefing with Captain America. You still got cats going to the far reaches. You got Hulk and Thor still out in outer space. Things are still jacked up, right? Now, you notice out of the 18 movies, I said you only need to watch 7 before this movie. You'll notice I left off a few films. I left off the whole Iron Man and Thor trilogy. Why? Really didn't contribute anything, in my opinion, other than just small pieces to the puzzle to give you character development and maybe have a fun time at the movies. Don't get me wrong. I enjoyed all of the movies. I like the Iron Man films, even Iron Man 3 that everybody has heartache about. I like the Thor films. I was okay with Dark World. I loved Ragnarok. So why am I leaving these off the list? Because they're not essential to what you need to really grasp onto to jump into this fight, to jump into this epic movie that's coming out this week. You could tell I'm a Marvel fan. You could tell. But I'm ready. I'm like, yo, we ready for this. I'm going to be in the theater. I'm going to be in the theater like this. I'm going to be in there, you know, just like, yeah. I'm going to be on point. But that's how that rolls. Okay? All right? So that's my quick down and dirty list of movies that you got to watch. You have to watch before watching Infinity War. Now, I'm going to answer your questions if anybody has anything that they want to put forward. Now, I'm going to throw this out here. Thor Ragnarok is not on the list. Yes, yes, yes. To my limited funds, Thor Ragnarok is not on the list. Because other than the end credits scene, which leads into this movie here, which I think they will revisit at the beginning of Avengers Infinity War, it is not necessary to watch Thor and Hulk on their little buddy cop mission. It is not necessary. It is cool. Don't get it wrong. I love the film. The film was cool for me. You know, I like to laugh. I got to get my giggles in. You know, I like seeing Thor catching a bad one. I like seeing, what are you the god of? You know, and then the lightning pulling his little Big Trouble in Little China imitation, his Raiden imitation, his, you know, One-Eyed Jack limitation. I like that. But still, it's not necessary for the movie. It's not necessary. You know, you could just take that end credit scene that nobody wanted to stay out of you casual fans, and you just take that, boop, and you can watch that right now. Hit YouTube or something and watch that joint. Hold on, let me, ooh, my ice melted. So is it vodka or is it water? I don't know. All right. Okay, somebody wants me to say the list again. I'm not going to go through descriptions, but I'm going to give you the 7 movies you need to watch before going to see Infinity War this week. Captain America, The First Avenger, the first Avengers movie, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 1, Captain America, The Winter Soldier, Avengers Age of Ultron, okay? Captain America Civil War, aka Avengers Light, all right? And Black Panther. Those are the 7 movies that you got to see. Doctor Strange didn't make the list. We got an overhyped origin story. Actually, you know, he's going to come in. He's going to be throwing down. And really, Doctor Strange, really... Really, you could have just had him show the hell up. You know, that's my opinion. His movie was cool. Now, you could get all these movies, except for Black Panther, from either Redbox. You could catch them, Best Buy. They selling them all, Walmart. You know, go catch a local bootlegger. Yeah, just clowning. Black Panther is the only one you got to catch in the theaters before, you know, before the end of this week. It will get released on DVD, Blu-ray, and digital on May 15th, I found out. But those are the seven. I mean, they should have been replaying a lot of these on FX channel and all that good stuff. But that's pretty much it. You know, I mean, let's dig it. You know, if you go into Infinity War completely blind, you deserve to sit there scratching your head, in my opinion. Okay? You know, if you go into Infinity War completely blind, it's gonna seem like it's gonna feel like Justice League. I mean, I'm not gonna hate on my DC Comics fans, but I'm just throwing that out there. I mean, I'm just gonna say. Now, I will let you know this video was not sponsored in any part by Marvel or whatever. I'm just a big Marvel fan. I've always been a Marvel fan. You know, I've been a DC Comics fan. DC just ain't doing what I wanted to do for the movies and the stuff I want to see. You know, I'm still trying to get Warner Brothers to hire a brother. Yo, hire a brother. And I could get your movies on track. Because I'll be in a sit down with the animated division and be like, what up? That water guy is not in it. Aquaman. No, that water guy is Warner Brothers. That's Warner Brothers. Now, you got no water. You got the water guy from Marvel. I'm gonna throw it out there. I'm gonna help you out. The water guy from Marvel is Prince Namor. And the reason we don't have a Submariner Prince Namor film is because the film rights are tied up at Universal. They made a deal with Universal to use the Hulk. They produced a Hulk film. Universal has the distribution rights. They were like, oh yeah, I don't know. We're gonna do, yeah. So, okay, you can put the Hulk in any team movie or any other movie you want. Just don't make any more solo movies. That's kind of what the deal is. So, what ha happened was Submariner is part of that Universal deal. There's been so everybody been screaming, yo, Submariner, Submariner, we want Submariner. I'ma tell you, it would be nice if he comes up in phase four. You're bringing in Carol Danvers. You're introducing the Skrulls. That's going to be nice. You're jumping back to the 80s. Now you can jump forward a little bit. So my point being is you could bring in Namor. All right. You can bring in other characters that we've had issues and couldn't find. Also, notice I left off the list Spider-Man Homecoming. You know, don't need any intro for Spider-Man. Just know it's the young Spider-Man. It's the new Spider-Man. All right? So you don't need him. You don't need him established like he the big super dude. You know, he's gonna be comedy relief in this movie. If you haven't seen the trailers, that's how the trailer's looking. He's gonna be comedy relief, in my humble, humble opinion. So anyway, that's all I got for you folks. That's my 30 minutes of fame. Anyway, join me every Sunday, talk show live. It's getting summertime. You see, it's daylight out now, but I think I'm going to still get this going. What I will see, uh-oh, wait a minute, we got a little thing. He says, so Guardians of the Galaxy really will be in this one. Yes, they will. Matter of fact, they are an integral part. If you haven't seen the trailers and seen the interaction between Star-Lord and Iron Man and the look that Iron Man gives Star-Lord talking about his plan, he looked like this. Did this somebody come get him? That's how Robert Downey Jr. was looking when, you know, Star-Lord was talking. You know, he reverted to, like, I don't know, he gave him the mother, this mother talking about he got a plant. No, he ain't coming here. That's how we treated him in that scene. Spider-Man sitting in the back talking about, Spider-Man was sitting in the back like, huh? What? Did it? You know, that's how I was going. You don't like the new kid Spidey? Yo, I love the new kid Spidey, man. That is like, yo, they took it back to like the OG. You know, Spider-Man was always a broke kid when I was growing up. You know, he was a high school kid. You know, barely could afford money to make web shooters. That's what I'm talking about. Even though they kind of rushing them to be, you know, because they got the Iron Spider suit in this movie. You know, they doing that. They like, yo, we're gonna push him a little bit. But you know, that scene in the trailer where he's coming off the bus, you know, he's gonna put his mask on, has his boy distracted. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Plus, there's been clips leaking online. Did you see the clip? Did you see the clip of Black Widow, Captain America, and Falcon fighting the Black Order? Did you see that? Man, it was like they was playing Capcom versus Marvel and somebody was doing the tag in. They was like, pat, 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 and then finished it off with a Falcon combo. Pat, 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 click, click. Yo, come on. Come on. You think I'm a little excited for this one? You think I am? But anyway, yo, seriously, it's getting hot in here. I got the doors closed. This might be vodka or it might be cold water. I don't know. But I can tell you one thing, it's getting hot in here. So let me get this music and I'm going to just go out here with the last thing. Yo, I have a couple Avengers trailers reviews. You can see that on the YouTube channel or go back in. Yes, goingfullnerd.com. You can go there, start scrolling through, and you can see all the trailer talk and everything. You can also check me out on anchor.fm/goingfullnerd. That's right. You could get this in an audio podcast that you could play in your car on anchor.fm and on iTunes. Just look for Going Full Nerd Onyx Uncensored on iTunes. That's what I'm talking about. You can also catch me out here on YouTube. That's youtube.com/goingfullnerd. Follow me on Twitter, and that's Onyx, ONYXXX1969. And guess what? Your boy is out of here. I got to go. Yo, I'm sweating. You see this? You see this? I'm sweating. Yo, Thanos hitting me with a heat ray or whatever. You know, I'm getting worked up. But anyway, peace, y'all, and I'm out of here.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.